Father of killed 9/11 firefighter doubles down on criticism of Ilhan Omar. By Joshua Kaplan on April 17, 2019. Jim Riches, the father of an FDNY firefighter killed in the terror attack of September 11, 2001, doubled down on his criticism of Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, on Tuesday, demanding the freshman congresswoman apologize to him for downplaying the tragedy, according to the New York Post. Riches, who penned a scathing New York Post opinion editorial on Omar's remarks last week, took aim at the Minnesota Democrat and other New York lawmakers at the annual Republican gala at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Manhattan. "Omar owes us an apology and we are going to get it," Riches told attendees, before adding that the president was 100% right for sharing a video of Omar's remarks trivializing 9/11 with footage of the World Trade Center engulfed in flames. Omar is facing a firestorm of criticism for trivializing the attack, describing it last month at a private fundraiser for the Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR, as a day on which some people did something, before adding in that all of us were starting to lose our civil liberties. "They can't deal with reality," Schumer, Nadler, all the New York politicians were quiet. "They didn't say one thing," Riches continued. Several Democrats, including freshman Congresswoman Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Rashida Tlaib, DME, accused President Trump of inciting violence against Omar by tweeting the video. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, even demanded the president remove the clip and said Capitol Police are conducting a security assessment to protect the Minnesota Democrat amid a growing number of death threats. On Tuesday, Pelosi admitted that she didn't know what Omar had actually said about 9/11 before rushing to defend her. The Post further reported that former New York Governor George Pataki, R., received a standing ovation from the crowd upon demanding that Omar be removed from the influential House Foreign Affairs Committee.